Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Boston Braves and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Culler. Batting second. The second baseman, Whitey Wiedelman. Batting third. The right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Medwick. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Butch Niemann. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Carden Gillenwater. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Chuck Workman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Stu Hofferth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Logan. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Bob Logan. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jim Mallory. Batting second. The second baseman, George Houseman. Batting third. The center fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Danny Gardella. Batting fifth. The catcher, Clyde Klutz. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Phil Weintraub. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Voisel. Pitching for the New York Giants, Bill Voisel. And now, play ball. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler takes first base on ball four. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Klutz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gardella. Holmes reaches second base with a double. Culler moves to third. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it and throws to third for the out. Culler scores. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 1-0, Braves. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Houseman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Mallory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mallory hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Medwick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Houseman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houseman strikes out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Logan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is called out on strikes. One out. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Braves. Stu Hofferth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hofferth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Danny Gardella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gardella moves to second. Phil Weintraub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weintraub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Medwick fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Logan covering. It's a double play. Gardella moves to third. Two outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Medwick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Culler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 0-for-1 in the game. Wiedelman hits a pop-up towards third. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Holmes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Weintraub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Medwick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Culler moves to third. Medwick moves to second. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0-for-1 in the game. Gillenwater hits a fly ball into left field. Mallory settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Voisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voisel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Workman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Mallory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mallory is 0-for-1 in the game. Mallory hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Workman hits a fly ball into right field. Gardella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stu Hofferth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hofferth is 0-for-1 in the game. Hofferth is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-1 in the game. Logan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Culler hits a fly ball into left field. Mallory settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. George Houseman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houseman is 0-for-1 in the game. Houseman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Logan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny Gardella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardella is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gardella takes first base on ball 4. Lockman moves to second. Clyde Clutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clutz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clutz hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Weintraub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weintraub is 0-for-1 in the game. Weintraub hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hoffert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 0-for-2 in the game. Wiedelman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Clutz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Holmes hits a fly ball into center field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Medwick strikes out. Clutz drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Medwick out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a fly ball into center field. Gillen Water settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Voisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voisel is 0-for-1 in the game. Voisel takes first base on ball 4. Jim Mallory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mallory is 0-for-2 in the game. Mallory hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Niemann hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lockman. Niemann reaches second base with a double. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0-for-2 in the game. Gillenwater hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Niemann scores. Gillenwater moves to second. It's 3-0, Braves. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Workman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Houseman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gillenwater moves to third. One out. Stu Hoffert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffert is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoffert hits a fly ball into right field. Gardella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Voisel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. George Houseman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houseman is 0-for-2 in the game. Houseman hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Gardella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardella is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gardella hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Klutz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Culler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 0-for-3 in the game. Wiedelman hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Holmes hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Braves. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Medwick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Houseman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Phil Weintraub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weintraub is 0-for-2 in the game. Weintraub takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerr hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Braves. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerges hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nap Reyes pinch hits for Bill Voisel. Nap Reyes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reyes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Mallory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mallory is 0-for-3 in the game. Mallory hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Houseman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houseman is 0-for-3 in the game. Houseman hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hofferth fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mallory moves to second. Ernie Lombardi pinch hits for Whitey Lockman. Bill Lee now pitching. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Workman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 2. The Braves will come to bat. Ace Adams now pitching. Red Treadway now playing center field. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gillenwater strikes out. The ball gets by Klutz. He chases the ball to the backstop. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Workman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Houseman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Stu Hofferth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hofferth is 0 for 3 in the game. Hofferth hits a fly ball into right field. Gardella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Vince Shoup now playing first base. Bill Ramsey now playing left field. Danny Gardella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardella is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Gardella hits a pop-up towards first. Shoup settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Clutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clutz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clutz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Workman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Weintraub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weintraub is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Weintraub takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kerr hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wiedelman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 2. The Braves will come to bat. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Culler hits a fly ball into center field. Treadway settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 0 for 4 in the game. Wiedelman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Holmes takes first base on ball 4. Vince Shoup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 3 in the game. Gerges hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Treadway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Treadway hits a fly ball into left field. Ramsey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Mallory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mallory is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Mallory takes first base on ball 4. Mel Ott pinch hits for George Houseman. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shoup fields the ball and throws to Lee covering. Safe. Mallory moves to second. Johnny Hudson pinch runs for Mel Ott. Johnny Rucker pinch hits for Ace Adams. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rucker hits a line drive to right field. Holmes throws towards the plate. Hofferth fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hofferth. Mallory scores. Hudson goes all the way around to score. It's Braves, 4, Giants, 4. Danny Gardella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardella is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Gardella hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shoup scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gardella for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 4. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Hudson now playing second base. Slim Emmerich now pitching. Bill Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gerges fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gillenwater hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Workman hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stu Hofferth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hofferth is 0-for-4 in the game. Hofferth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gillenwater moves to second. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a pop-up towards first. Weintraub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Clyde Clutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clutz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Clutz hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Weintraub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weintraub is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Weintraub hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 4. The Braves will come to bat. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Culler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 0-for-5 in the game. Wiedelman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Weintraub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Holmes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-4 in the game. Gerges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Treadway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Treadway is 0-for-1 in the game. Treadway bunts towards first. Shoup scoops it up and throws to first, with Wiedelman covering, for the out. Gerges moves to second. One out. Jim Mallory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mallory is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mallory is walked intentionally. Johnny Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gerges moves to third. Mallory moves to second. Two outs. Van Mungo pinch hits for Slim Emmerich. Van Mungo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mungo takes first base on ball 4. Jack Phillips pinch runs for Van Mungo. Danny Gardella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardella is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Gardella hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hoffert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 4. The Braves will come to bat. Rube Fisher now pitching. Vince Shoup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoup is 0-for-1 in the game. Shoup hits a fly ball into center field. Treadway settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramsey takes first base on ball 4. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gillenwater hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Ramsey moves to second. Two outs. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Workman is walked intentionally. Stu Hoffert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffert is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Hoffert takes first base on ball 4. Ramsey moves to third. Workman moves to second. Phil Massey pinch hits for Bill Lee. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Klutz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Don Hendrickson now pitching. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Klutz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Weintraub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weintraub is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Weintraub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shoup scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weintraub for the out. Two outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiedelman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Workman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 4. The Braves will come to bat. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Culler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 0-for-6 in the game. Wiedelman hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Culler moves to second. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 2-for-5 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Holmes takes first base on ball 4. Culler moves to third. Wiedelman moves to second. Andy Hansen now pitching. Vince Shoup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoup is 0-for-2 in the game. Shoup takes first base on ball 4. Culler scores. Wiedelman moves to third. Holmes moves to second. It's 5-4, Braves. Jack Brewer now pitching. Bill Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ramsey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Georges fields the ball and throws home. Klutz drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Klutz. Holmes scores. Shoup goes all the way around to score. Ramsey moves to third. One out. It's 7-4, Braves. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gillenwater hits a fly ball into left field. Mallory settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ramsey scores. Two outs. It's 8-4, Braves. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Workman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-4, Braves. Stu Hofferth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hofferth is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hofferth takes first base on ball 4. Don Hendrickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrickson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hudson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Red Treadway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Treadway is 0-for-1 in the game. Treadway hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Mallory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mallory is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and two walks. Mallory takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hudson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 9, and New York Giants, 4. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.